What about the issue of the patient who presents with a primary colon cancer and metastatic disease? How are you approaching that today with newer therapies involved compared to, say, how you were approaching it 5 or 10 years ago?
Yeah, that's totally different. The default position 5 years ago, I'd say, was resect the primary and then recover and then use your chemotherapy. And it's almost turned upside down in that it's the rare patient who presents with the primary and metastatic disease where we resect the primary. The patient with obstruction or severe bleeding or obviously the emergent patient, that patient gets resected. But the vast majority of patients aren't getting resected. And there's actually an NSABP study which is trying to look at what risks incur the patient who sits there with the primary in place. The general belief is it's very rare for that patient with a primary left in place on chemotherapy to need an emergent surgery. And so that's just flipped around. And to this day, I'm still frustrated by the patient with a single liver met and a primary. The surgeon resects the primary, and then you see the patient, and you just, now you've maybe done an extra operation, and, you know, very frustrated, and not to mention delayed chemotherapy for a couple of months.
What have you seen in terms of response in the primary lesions to systemic therapy, particularly in the newer types of therapy we're using, not just with oxaliplatin, but also bevacizumab or Avastin?
It's not unusual for the primary to disappear. So we actually mark the primary. So the therapy is effective across the board. Now, it's important not to forget about the primary. And, you know, at some point you go back in and deal, or you might colonoscope the patient, but the primary responds also.